2 Samuel chapter 22, in the spacious place of God. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Life often corners us into tight places, both physically and emotionally. A COVID-19 survivor once shared that while he didn't feel much pain, the worst part was the overwhelming sensation of not being able to breathe. Maybe you felt the same in an MRI machine, trapped, suffocated, anxious. These tight spaces represent more than just physical confinement. They're symbolic of life's crushing pressure, loss, fear, depression. But in that moment, God steps in and leads us to a spacious place, not necessarily out of the trial, but into his presence. What else can the spacious place be but God himself? The vast existence in which all of these persons and things find their end. This place is spacious because it is eternal, full of mercy, not limited by time, borders, or capacity. God does not always remove the suffering, but he meets us in it. And there we find his expansive peace. Verse 19 says, "In the day of my disaster, he reached down to me." The rescue comes not by avoiding pain, but through it. The spacious place is not about comfort. It's about presence. It's about breathing deeply in the reality that we are safe in him. Take a breath. You're in the spacious place of God. It may not feel like it yet, but if he has led you there, it's because he delights in you.